That's this. Hello? K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, standing by.
KC2NVM, K2PCB, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you this fine day?
Well, so far, not too bad. Got a good night's sleep. And I guess the big question is how did your afternoon, evening turn out? Are you going to have to do another half day again?
Nope. I ended up going to Lowe's and buying a power snake and got my plumbing situation under control, and I was able to go out and shift last night. Happily.
Did you ever figure out what it was, or just a matter of pushing it through? I know it's kind of gross to think about it that way, but I'm sure everyone's sitting there biting their nails, hoping it's not going to be one of their, you know, caps to something, or, you know, something they normally have around a sink or whatnot.
Nope, I was just able to push it through and get it unclogged. No idea what it was. At this point, don't care. The wife was extraordinarily happy that the drain was clear. We can actually wash dishes and all that again. When I called her, I said, well, I'm just going to go shooting tonight. And she was, you could hear the disappointment in her tone. I was like, all right. And I said, oh, yeah, by the way, I fixed the drain. And then she got happy.
Oh, yeah, kudos to you. You get to go do what you want. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, nice job on that. I guess you don't have to worry about that for a little bit. And you said you fished a few other little things out of there, so that's good. That'll help the future state ones from happening. And you might be good for another 15 years plus, maybe forever. Yeah, I'm curious to see how Brad made out with his dilemma, if he was able to get to the root cause of his offending odor there. So, everyone's got things happening. so let's see if Brad or Ross have made it in. And I'm curious, on your next over, I'm curious which way you were connecting in this morning.
I was Yaesu VX7R. I was able to charge it last night. And so we're up and running again for a couple of days, and I got to charge it again.
Are you on Ross's node or on Lancaster?
Simplex node. I believe this is Ross.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay. I think I did it yesterday, and I could probably do it today. Maybe I can drop one. I could drop Lancaster. I thought it would be a way that, you know, because I know you can't hear Ross for a little bit, but, yeah, I think maybe that's behind us. Anyway, all right, so let's see if anyone else is joining us. K2PCB.
KC2. NVM, clear.
Oh, don't clear. We're staying here. I don't think anyone else is, I'll stay anywhere else, and that's okay. Yeah, I'm also curious to see how Brad was doing with his ISS SoulScan TV attempts. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that report out. Let's see what else. Yeah, I was talking to Ross the other day, and he was starting to chat about Meshtastic again, and you know, need to set up a time at some point. You know, even if it's you know, sit around you know, lunchtime or something when we're all three of us are available and chat about that. But so what else is going on? What do you got going on this weekend?
I had 30 pieces of lumber dropped off, and we're going to redeck the deck out back.
Okay, nice. Nice, you're just doing the top decking, it sounds like. Do you have to do any railing work, too?
We're actually cutting a couple feet off the deck. I have a point, and we're going to get rid of probably seven boards, and because there just seems to be a little bit too much weight sticking out there, and we just want to minimize how much it leans. We had it refurbished, like, say, 3 years ago, where they leveled it off. They had to raise it, like, 3 inches to the house because it had a quite a nice pitch to it. It wouldn't hold water, but you put a golf ball on it, it would run off quickly.
Okay. Trying to envision that. I guess as long as it's rolling water away from the house, that's good. But I guess if it's, too great of a pitch, then that could be awkward. And I guess if you're not using that space, it's not a horrible thing. Yeah, so it sounds like you've got a project in front of you as well. Yeah, I don't have any, definitely don't have any house projects, considering I live in an apartment complex. Any house projects are very, very minimal. Yeah, I lose my train of thought. This is my my second last day of the week. Yesterday I thought it was Wednesday. Today's actually Wednesday, obviously. And so we're counting down the days for our weekend. And I think I mentioned we're going to do just 3 days camping. It's really only 2 days, so we're looking forward to that. I think I might go into the garage tonight and clean up from when I was out there the other day. I left some of my tools out on the floor and clean that up and pack up the last of the things that we want to take with us. Not that it's a lot, but I picked up some wood the other day, and we're just going to that KOA over there in Medina, and we're meeting up with my aunt and uncle, and we were talking to them the other day, and they go, "Oh, you can't bring that wood with you." "Oh yeah, there's a $150 fine if you bring in wood from an outside source." Obviously, they're talking about bringing in insects and such, and what is that, ash borer beetle or something? I think there's that one that's, really worried about. But I know taking wood across state lines is a no-no. I'm surprised you can't get wood locally and bring it in. But, so I might have to keep that for another use.
All I got out of that was KOA, aunt and uncle, and it was largely static.
Uh-oh. Okay, so now we're getting bit by the range.
I'll kick in or say good morning to you, Travis. KC2PET.
Well, good morning there, Ross. How was your fine morning? I think Jeff and I just got bit by his proximity to your node. He starts out really well, but then I can hear him, so he's getting in, but it doesn't sound like he's picking up your node.
Yeah, I'm going to try working that a little bit for him. I mean, you could bump it up a couple of watts, maybe that might give them a little extra. But, I'll say good morning to you. Speaking of Jeff, I Meshtastic, I brought my T-beam today. I'm going to bring it to work. And I did an update. It's been off so long, I wanted to do a firmware update because the firmware is too old on it. So I had to do an update yesterday with it. And I'm going to bring it in today, and maybe he could do a little demo with it. If he has time.
So I guess the question is are you guys hearing each other?
I am still here, KC2NVM.
Yeah, I was curious if you guys are hearing each other.
I can hear Brad better than Jeff. Jeff's in there, but he's staticky.
Oh, I didn't know Brad was in there.
Well, maybe it was Jeff. It sounded like Brad. I heard two different signals, but maybe it was just somebody else.
Well, I was trying to switch to the HD as you're all converging at the same time.
I'm at Central and the traffic circle, antenna to my right.
Oh, is that that one that's like a dipole on top of somebody's car and come back?
I saw that dipole yesterday. It was kind of funny. The thing was bigger than the car. It got awfully quiet, awfully quick.
Well, I can hear you in there, Jeff. I don't know. I thought there was some other person in there. Maybe is that Travis on a handheld?
Yeah, Ross. I don't even know if everybody can't hear the signal. I don't know if increasing the power is going to be a fix, but it is something that we could try.
Well, I know the node hears better than it talks. If people are putting more power into it, it's not going to put out 5 watts. If it's hearing better, it probably might help a little bit.
Okay. Well, I did hear Jeff at the beginning very, very, very well. Then it seemed to degrade as we went on there.
Yeah, which is funny because his probably should be putting out 5 watts, correct? Which is the same. If my radio is correct, it should be 5 watts as well. So I'm putting out right now.
Yeah, he just arrived here now.
Correct.
Okay, so the question, Ross, were you able to hear? Oh, I heard that through there. Yeah. So if you can bump your power up just a little bit, if you can go up a couple watts, that might be enough. Because I was able to hear him back through your node. It's just not reciprocal.
Yeah, and I can have a hard time hearing him, but surprisingly I can hear or heard you say correct. I think you're on your HD at that point.
Yeah, that, I figured that was the only way that that he was going to hear that. Yep.
All right, well, how about a try for 7 watts? It's at 5 right now. Let me bump up to 7, and it's not that hard. I just have to take the radio and program it. But let me bump up to 7, see if that gets us a little better.
Okay, yeah, that might make a world of difference. It's unfortunate that you have to bring it in. Too bad you didn't have the remote or the programming cables run all in, but that would be kind of a waste for how often you program.
Yeah, and it's no rush on Jeff, but I don't know if he's looking to get that mobile installed, but like I said, I'm surprised I can hear you better. Of course, he's on the other side of the building, correct?
No, at the moment, he is 2 cars away from me. I'm not on the HT anymore. I don't know where you are. But, I'm back to your node. The other option would be is to stay on Lancaster for now.
Yeah, we could try that again. I'm not offense to it. Yeah, I was actually shocked I can hear your HT better than his.
Yeah, but you were hearing it direct, so that would be. Oh, so if that sounded better, that's interesting. That's even got the shorty antenna on there. Ooh. Okay. All right. I guess we'll find out. I might make this my final, and we'll walk in and get the day started. And so rather than reprogramming, you want to just go to Lancaster until further notice? So he gets the mobile installed?
Yeah, if you like. I think I'm just going to program it anyway. I've been meaning to bump it up a little bit more, but like I said, I don't want to make too much noise on it. So, I will bump it up just a hair. Like I said, it's not a lot.
Okay. Yeah, and if I do the split too, or not the split, but the bridge, you don't even have to switch. I can just connect in the other way. All right, this is K2PCB. We can talk about it some more. 7-3, see you in there.
All right, 7-3 is Travis and Josh, K2PEK.